with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-300-2966. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-300-2966. That's 1-800-300-2966.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now is brought to you by 7-Eleven. Here we go. A good Monday morning. It is off to a quiet start around the Beltway, Virginia. Maryland Beltway seeing a little bit of volume just starting to fill in topside here through Silver Spring, passing Colesville Road to George Avenue. But that's really about it. The trip right now on 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, seeing those brake lights for sure. But beyond, and if you're joining in from Clarksburg, still wide open down through to the Beltway. Centerville, commuters dealing with a water main break. So if you normally take off of, say, 28 Braddock Road, you'll be diverted for coming eastbound Braddock Road before Union Mill Road. That's where the detour is set up. Westbound side, your travel lanes of Braddock Road are open so that water main does not affect you. 395, good run here. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. More quiet on the lower 14th Street. Southeast Southwest Freeway is looking good. And now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run the shower threat. Most of the showers this morning are pushing south and east quickly, however. Most of us out of the rainfall. Cloudy, otherwise breezy. And temperatures will stay in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Haymarket, 44 in Beltsville, 46 degrees. In Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by 7-Eleven. A celebrity chef walks back his claim that Ivanka Trump had him blackballed at a D.C. cafe. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. Hey, joining us at 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva. We'll talk to him about that memo, the release of the memo, and what Trey Gowdy had to say over the weekend about it, and those new texts that have slowly been released. At 7:35, Diamond and Silk, Need I Say More. At 8:05, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies, and at 8:35 is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Packed lineup, I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
All right, the insane couple, David Allen Turpin and Louise Anna Turpin out of California, had been found, 13 children and adults found starved and neglected in their home in Paris, California. They've pleaded not guilty to the various charges that have come with this, but they basically had kept their own kids imprisoned for years under the auspices that they were homeschooling them. And this has led one California lawmaker to begin the idea of, well, maybe we should start having annual walkthroughs of homeschools. So if you're a parent who homeschools and you decide you want to homeschool your parents, this lawmaker is saying, maybe that we could have done some stricter oversight of all of this and we'd be able to get in there and figure out what's going on. So annual walkthroughs of homeschools by state or county officials is the concept here. And they say that, this is an important thing. And meanwhile, there's a bunch of people who are outraged by this, thinking that, parents and organizations who are involved in homeschooling, and Scott Woodruff, he's the senior counsel with the Virginia-based Homeschool Legal Defense Association, saying, right now the biggest threat is that lawmakers might make a decision based on the emotion of the moment. Oh, no, really? That could happen? Apparently, that always happens. Rather than looking at the empirical evidence, he said. He said national organizations that track risk factor abuse for child abuse, including the U.S. Commission to Eliminate Child Neglect and Fatalities, don't list homeschooling among them, the notion that homeschooling leads to child abuse. So where are you on this? If you hear a case like this where 13 kids have been imprisoned and they've grown up into adults and they were still in prison, chained to their own beds, malnourished to the point that their growth was stunted, and their two parents had gotten away with it for years under the notion that this was homeschooling, so therefore no other people in the community ever came into contact with these children and then adults. Is that basis enough for government regulators to say, okay, it's time for annual walkthroughs? It's time to ensure the safety of our children by walking through the homes of people who say that they're going to homeschool rather than send their children to public or private school with other kids. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Would you be okay with annual walkthroughs?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that, sure, let's make a new law that affects thousands, tens of thousands, I'm sure, if not hundreds of thousands of families in this country based on one instance of a family that harms their children by homeschooling. And let's do it based in the heat of the moment, because that's always good. Here's the thing. We have DIFAS. We have, depending on what you call it, wherever you happen to live, children's services that are supposed to go in. And there are children who are on the radar, and they're supposed to go in, and they're supposed to go and inspect the homes. How many of those kids, fall through the cracks? Because these workers are overworked. We don't have enough of them. We don't pay them enough to do the job, because it's a crummy job to have to go into some of these neighborhoods to check in on these homes where the mother doesn't want you checking in on these kids. So let's add more work to their caseload. That sounds like a really great way to handle it. You know, because because the government doesn't trust us to do our job. Is sometimes bad things going to happen? Absolutely. Bad things happen to kids in public schools, though, that the government runs. So why would we want them coming in to police home schools because they're so good at it? Stop. This is a terrible, horrible thing that happened to these children. But you can't stop bad things from happening. We try our best to do it, but you just can't. There's not a one-size-fits-all solution to stopping all bad things from happening to all children.
Yeah, and I think about this from the perspective of, this is your home. What does it matter if you're using it for homeschooling or otherwise? Your home could be a pigsty either way, right? So your kids come home from school and your home is not kept or whatever. Government regulators should stay out of it, up to the point that they get real indicators, like they did in this case, that there's a safety crisis going on. Then at that point, obviously, get in there and save these kids, save these adults who are literally imprisoned in their home. That's a huge difference. But this is your home. This is your sanctum. This is the space that you've built for yourself and your family. To have government regulators come in and tell you whether or not it's fit, some people are saying that's the right approach. In California now, you've got legislators who are considering doing annual walkthroughs of homeschools to prevent this type of abuse. I wonder if there's a wisdom to it. If you like that idea, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Matt in Alexandria, first up this morning. Good morning, Matt. You're on Mornings of the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I mean, when you've got a teacher's aide in public school that's raping children that's HIV positive, or you've got homeschoolers being bizarre, I think I'm going to leave the homeschoolers alone. Just another case of California wanting to invade people's homes. That's it.
And hopefully not being on the leading edge of nationwide legislation. Thank you, Matt. Let's check in. Oh, I was waiting for this because I know we have them. We have homeschool parents in the audience. Warner is one in Lovettsville. Good morning, Warner.
Great. How you doing? Hey, listen, my wife and I homeschooled for about 25 years, right? And so this is a typical, the mantra of the left is you make everybody pay for the sins of the one person who's done something, wrong. And so not only with homeschoolers, I'm a gun dealer as well. And so, it's the same kind of thing. We make everybody get the background checks because you get a couple nut jobs who shoot people up. It's the same thing with the homeschooling, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, because they believe that the government does things so much better than we do, because the government is so much smarter than we are, and they're so much more capable than the poor rubes among the masses, that we should allow them into our homes, and they'll just inspect to make sure that it's up to their standards.
And have you met homeschooled students? These kids are impressive, by and large. They're pretty smart. I'd put them heads up against most adults, a lot of these homeschool students. But just because, it obviously comes with – you have a sincere educator, somebody who's actually interested in your outcomes and is helping you. And the ratio of teachers to students is much better in a homeschool environment.
That's true.
It turns out. And by the way, fewer snow days. Fewer snow days for homeschool. Let's go to Leroy in Front Royal, who says we do need some oversight here. Good morning, Leroy.
Hey, I'm as conservative as they get. Go read my Facebook wall, you'll see. But I'm also married to the sister. I don't know if you'll remember, but about 23 years ago, a little girl named Valerie was kept at home, supposed to be being homeschooled. She was held in the basement and beaten, starved to death. So, you know, maybe not annual inspections. That happened out in Middletown, Virginia.
Yeah.
Maybe not annual inspections, but how about just the possibility that you could be inspected? You know, it might help deter some of this, because right here is two solid cases where home inspections would have helped. But there's another case where there were officials going to a house, and that was that little girl that was kidnapped and held out in the tents in the backyard. They regularly visited the house, and they never caught on.
There you go. Even when they,
right, they regularly visited the house and still didn't catch on. It happens.
Thank you, Leroy. Yeah, no, there are other examples. I'll share some of the other examples with you. Leroy saying maybe it's time for random inspections of homeschools. Do you think that's a good idea? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. 6:15 now. Time for WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We need the signal lights functioning properly, and when they're not, we have some problems. Right now, that's the situation on the Clara Barton Parkway. Lanes of the Clara Barton Parkway are open for the rush hour, but when you're trying to get up to that signal light right at the chain bridge, or if you're trying to get up onto Canal Road, not giving you enough time to get through. Crews are aware and they're trying to deal with that situation, but the volume quickly forming here, Clara Barton Parkway getting up to that signal light. Now, Canal Road, your lanes are open. You're good into Georgetown there, good across the Key Bridge. A light volume right now still, Virginia Beltway, Maryland Beltway, starting to see that topside with that volume delay from 95. And that goes off and on, low speed around toward George Avenue, but lanes there reported open. To the Wilson Bridge, you're looking good. No problems getting up to the Beltway. Route 4, Route 5 out of Clinton looks good. Making your travels and through 95, 395. Bit sluggish right now in Dale City. That's about the thick of it there. And in Landmark, but nothing along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, showers early and then cloudy in the afternoon. Temperatures holding steady in the mid-40s all day. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a mixture of rain and snow showers developing late, a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, overcast skies and windy. A few flurries or snow showers are possible. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s. Currently, the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right, homeschooling regulations under consideration in California. One state legislator considering adding annual walkthroughs to the requirements now after the psychotic Turpin couple found with 13 malnourished siblings all together chained up in the home and malnourished and under the auspices of homeschooling. What do you think? Should there be annual walkthroughs of homeschools in order to prevent this type of abuse? Betsy is in D.C. this morning and up next here on Mornings All in All. Good morning, Betsy. Sorry, stand by. Line 7 here. Betsy. Let's see. There she is. Go ahead, Betsy.
Hi, good morning. I have three children in public school in the district, and every year I need to submit a form that's a health form and a dental form. And this is a form that the school needs, and then it goes to OSSI, the Office of the Superintendent, State of Superintendent of Education, and it's their health form and their dental form. And I want to know why that doesn't already cover what we're talking about here.
Right,
the idea. They've noticed that, you know, shouldn't the doctor have already noticed that these children were malnourished, that they were small for their weight, small for their age? Why do we need more regulations to cover something that's already covered?
So that would be in D.C. I don't know about California's medical requirements when it comes to filing, like if they have to file an annual physical or anything with the state if they homeschool. But why do you have to file an annual physical with D.C.?
Well, I don't know why we do, but I know that we do, the same way that we have to prove that our children have had their immunization.
Right.
It's just a standard procedure.
Yeah, I know a lot of states require vaccinations for homeschooling, but the idea that you have to sort of keep the state up to date on the status of physicals and things like that seems a little bit bizarre to me anyway. It seems like the fact, you know, that you, like, it almost seems excessive to begin with. But Betsy, to your point, if California had something like that, D.C. would clearly catch it in that case if they're filing health notices each year.
And if they already do, then why do you need another check?
Right.
Or is it not already covered?
Great point. Thank you, Betsy. Really appreciate that this morning. morning. Good insight. Chrissy is in Manassas this morning and up next here on Mornings and Mall. Chrissy, should we have annual walkthroughs of homeschools?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and the homeschoolers there, I didn't homeschool my children, but the people who I went to church with, a lot of my friends have homeschooled their children. They have to get tested to make sure that they're being taught the same education that the kids at the schools are being taught.
Right.
So I don't understand why they wouldn't have that in other states. My concern is they're going to come into a home, a Christian home, who aren't teaching the same values, and then they're going to take those children out of the home because they don't agree with everything they're being taught.
Yeah, there's an interesting quandary here. How can you separate church and state when they live at the home? I mean, when they're taught at home. Like, there's a cross on the wall. What is that about? Well, this is where they live.
Exactly.
Chrissy, thank you. Yeah, no, Chrissy, on guard for all of the various things that regulators might be on the lookout for above and beyond just health and welfare conditions as they walk through the home. Derek in West Virginia thinks this is a bad idea. Derek, good morning. Why do you think that?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Go for it.
Okay, I just had 2 points. I do think that this is a very bad idea that would achieve nothing. Apparently, when this family lived in Texas, one of the little girls was attending a public school in very unkempt conditions that did not raise any red flags. And then also, one of the children in California was apparently being taken to a class by his mother, again, being starved, not raising any red flags. So what good would going through the home do?
Yeah, so the idea being here, a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of steps along the way, there were failures here. Why should a state create new legislation to punish homeschoolers everywhere because of one miserable, evil couple? I don't know. More from you in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me keep my crews busy, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through January 31st with Valor's winter sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County, the crash is on the Greenway right now, and it's giving us a little bit of slowdown I'm not used to here. So inbound, eastbound 267 Dulles Greenway before you get to the exit for the Loudoun County Parkway for the crash. Now, if you're coming out from the Loudoun County Parkway or Old Ox Road or any of those arteries beyond, then you're good up through to the Toll Plaza and continuing on through to the Toll Road. But again, it's the Greenway. The crash eastbound before the Loudoun County Parkway. 66, you're in the clear. A little bit of volume for you right now forming through the Manassas interchanges. Do have a water main break. Ongoing repairs on Braddock Road eastbound. You're coming off of 28, and you normally take Braddock Road over to Union Mill Road. You'll be detoured before Union Mill. And with the repairs, westbound side of Braddock Road, lanes are open. Here we go. Maryland Beltway, slowest stretch right now. Right as you merge off of 95 to George Avenue. Still a good pace to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run the shower threat. Most of the showers this morning are pushing south and east quickly, however. Most of us out of the rainfall. Cloudy, otherwise breezy. And temperatures will stay in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47, 626 WMAL.
Van Jones, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay's Van Jones debuted, that's the word I'm looking for. He debuted his new show. It's going to be on twice a month on CNN. And he had Jay-Z on as his guest for one of the first guests.
I'm sure they talked about music.
Well, actually, it was interesting. Van Jones asked Jay-Z, which I have to tell you, I think it's a very fair way in which he asked this question. I'll let you decide. And here's the question and the response.
We have a president that comes and says every African country is a... I mean, how does that land with you as a dad?
Yeah, it's disappointing and it's hurtful. It really is hurtful, more so. Like, everyone feels anger. But after the anger, it's really hurtful because, like, you're like looking down on a whole population of people. And you're so misinformed because these places have beautiful people and have beautiful everything. Yeah.
All right, that's not the question I was thinking of. There was another question that he asked. He had asked him about President Trump. So he got into it because Jay-Z is in a bit of a Twitter war with the president. I don't know if you saw that, but Jay-Z and President Trump going back and forth. And last night, actually, shout outs to Jay-Z for president because of his Twitter war with the president.
From the Grammys,
yeah. So very interesting. They went on about racism and a weird rant about superbugs and trash. So it was very odd and weird, but expected. Diamond and Silk joining us at 7:35 to talk about that further and also a preview of the State of the Union from Diamond and Silk. It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINESurgery.com. SONOSPINESurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code DOSE. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code DOSE.
All right, the Grammy was just an affair about music, celebrating the night, and the great artists. What a wonderful time. Oh, no, wait. It was actually about politics and attacking Trump. As you would expect, who could have predicted? We'll share with you all the highlights from the Grammys, including the big winner of the night. I happen to like it. 6:30 WMAL News is now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Talks on immigration continue heading into President Trump's first State of the Union speech.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is among the 26 members of the Common Sense Coalition, a bipartisan group focused on resolving the immigration standoff.
And there's no way that anyone should be considering any more of a shutdown, even talking the nonsense of a shutdown.
The White House has a legislative framework that would provide a pathway to citizenship for nearly 2 million undocumented immigrants. In return, the president wants $25 billion to boost border infrastructure and personnel. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
And you can, of course, hear the president's State of the Union address tomorrow night right here on WMAL. Today's the first day that Maryland State Comptroller's Office will begin processing income tax returns. Controller Peter Francho says in the next few weeks, his office will be issuing some $2.5 billion in tax refunds to Maryland families. Fairfax County has millions of square feet of empty office space, and tonight the County Board of Supervisors holds a community meeting to talk about proposed changes that would allow some of those vacant buildings to be turned into schools or apartments. Floodwaters have reached a peak in Paris and are now threatening towns downstream along the Rhine and Gorge Seine River.
Just before midnight last night, it peaked at 5 meters 84, which is about 384, about 12 feet above the normal level of the Seine, still well below the levels of the flood of just 2 years ago.
Correspondent Jim Bitterman. Bruno Mars won the top prize at the Grammy Awards last night, taking home Record of the Year for 24 Karat Magic.
Those songs were written with nothing but joy and for one reason and for one reason only, and that's love. And that's all I wanted to bring with this album. And hopefully I could feel that again and see everybody dancing and everybody moving.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 26,617. The NASDAQ at 7,506. Sports sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The AFC knocks off the NFC at the Pro Bowl. The Pacific Division beats the Atlantic in the NHL All-Star Final. College basketball, Maryland loses, GW loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rocket Mortgage is simple, so you can understand the details and be sure you're getting the right mortgage. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face to face. 202-466-6699.
They've been there for early morning practices.
stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of U.S. Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Clara Barton Parkway commuters, much better. They had some early signal issues with the malfunctioning light at Chain Bridge, but that's now been resolved. And like that, as you can use the intersection without a problem, those delays pretty much cleared. So you're good to go up onto the Chain Bridge, or if you're continuing on through to Canal Road. Now let's go Loudoun County, where we're still dealing with crash and delays continue to grow on the Dulles Greenway. Eastbound 267, the Greenway, before you get to the Loudoun County Parkway for the crash. So if you're trying to get up to Dulles and need to catch a flight, you'll need extra time for sure. Don't want you to be stressed out. The crash again eastbound on the Greenway before the Loudoun County Parkway. No problems to report on 66. In fact, just seeing some of the volume in Manassas, briefly in Centerville, and again up at the Capitol Beltway. Crews are still working with the water main break in the Centerville area. Braddock Road, eastbound Braddock Road, before you get to Union Mill Road. That's the detour set up around the repairs. Westbound side of Braddock Road in that stretch, water main does not affect your trip and your travel lanes are open. Hey, we're open in through town. Southeast Southwest Freeway, still pretty quiet. No problems to report getting you there on 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning and overcast through the afternoon. Probably hold temperatures right in the mid-40s all day with a northeast breeze around. A brief round of rain and snow showers tonight, late 32 degrees. Flurries and snow showers are possible tomorrow with colder air coming in with highs in the mid-30s and a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Manassas, 43 in Greenbelt, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Good Monday morning. Joining us in half an hour, 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva. We'll talk to him about that infamous memo. Will it be released this week? And also those new texts that have come out from Strzok and Page at 7:35. Diamond and Silk with a preview of the State of the Union and also the Jay-Z-Trump feud. At 8:05, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. And at 8:35, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
All right, the Grammys were last night, and they were airing from Madison Square Garden. The host, James Corden, with it on CBS. And, you know, it was one of these nights. These award shows now have become a situation where you're sort of waiting with bated breath for all of the politics to spill out. And there was a lot of it last night. It's starting with just sort of people arriving on the red carpet wearing white roses. Remember, we saw black dresses for the Academy Awards. Now we're seeing, for the Grammys, white roses as women sort of take the times up, the hashtag Me Too movement to the red carpet, people arriving, kind of making statements by carrying these white roses. Lady Gaga, Kelly Clarkson, Rita Ora, Kesha, Cyndi Lauper, Sting, Shaggy, Sam Smith, all of them wearing these. So trying to make a statement about that. Also, Kesha gave a performance of her song Praying, which is about her own alleged sexual assault, I guess. So, which, and by the way, for what it's worth, I think Kesha's performance of Praying is like probably one of the best performances of her career. She's transitioned from an artist who was like screaming all of her songs in kind of a weird way to being much more authentic and being much more talented, I think, in the actual performance of songs like what she's done with Praying. So a lot of people honored last night. The big winner last night, before we get to the politics of all of this, though, was Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars walking away with several of the top awards, including record Record of the Year for 24 Karat Magic, Album of the Year, 24 Karat Magic, and also Song of the Year, That's What I Like. So that's, I think, a great thing, because I love Bruno Mars. I mean, you know, I think some of his songs are silly, but in terms of performance, I think he brought something to music that's so different than what everybody else has been doing for years. It's so unique that I really appreciate it. And I think, you know, go back to his Super Bowl performance. I want him to do every Super Bowl halftime show. I think he's really talented. So as a young performer, he's one of the more talented guys. So he won. Although I've already seen complaints that there weren't enough women who won. So too much Bruno Mars, not enough women. It's everything sexist.
One woman got an award. That's it. One. One woman, Alessia Cara. She's the only woman who won an award during the main event for Best New Artist. Although, and you know, for Best Pop Song category, there were five nominees. Four of them were women. One, Ed Sheeran, he won. The one man won. Lorde was nominated for Album of the Year, and she was the only woman nominated for Album of the Year, and the only one of the nominees who didn't perform have a solo performance.
Wow.
All the men performed.
All right, well, let's go to some of the politics of this. There was, of course, Trump bashing going on.
Of course.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's.
Hillary. This country was built by dreamers. For dreamers.
By the way, Jay-Z, he sent you a message.
This trophy to hip-hop, real tough. That's love, baby. Jay for president.
The Jay for president. Meanwhile, the fact is, you heard it there, Hillary Clinton made an appearance in the Grammys last night, which is James Corden basically did like a spoken word spoof and had a bunch of celebrities, Snoop Dogg, DJ Khaled, and Hillary Clinton among them, all reading from Fire and Fury, the Michael Wolff book, reading it on camera to be like, oh, this is our spoken word submission. And it was supposed to be a joke. And Hillary starts with the book in front of her face and then slowly lowers it. And it's revealed to be Hillary Clinton. And the room burst out into ecstasy. Like, everyone had like, oh, my God, this is the greatest moment ever at the Grammys. Hillary Clinton, our real president, is on screen.
But totally ignoring, this is all about, you know, Me Too and Time's Up, totally ignoring that she had someone on her campaign who was accused of sexually harassing a younger subordinate. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to keep him on. Even though she was told to get rid of this guy, she chose to keep him on and just docked him a couple weeks pay. So, and they're applauding because it's Hillary.
Right.
Totally.
Good point.
On.
I mean, how often have we seen people nixed at the last moment from something? Yeah. Wasn't James Franco just photoshopped off of a magazine cover the other day?
Variety, right?
I think it's Variety magazine. He was literally photoshopped off the magazine cover. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton still gets to make an appearance at the Grammys, despite the fact, as you said, she's covering up for sexual harassment on her own campaign. And that she's been fingered for doing that. She's guilty of covering that up. Yet here she is, celebrated as a figure of deserving of laudatory action. So anyway, the Grammys got political. We're going to share more of that with you in a moment, including what U2 said, which Bono had more to say about the President of the United States. 6:43 here on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
Hey, is your daily life interrupted by dental pain or maybe some just dental worry? You haven't been to the dentist in a while. You're like, oh, is that dental? Do I have a cavity there? You're not sure. You're tired of hiding your smile. Maybe you don't have a great smile. I have some really good news for you. My dentist, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, have your solution with Hybrid. It's a nationally recognized, proven, simplified approach to a whole new smile. This process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Treatment time is now significantly shorter. You get the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. You can smile confidently knowing that your teeth look, feel, and function as real teeth would. And I can tell you, I know someone who has had this process done. She is so happy. She is literally smiling again. It has changed her life. So find out about it. They are having a free Hybrid Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, February 12th. They'll help you understand your dental options. It's free, won't cost you anything, but you will walk away with some knowledge. knowledge. Seating is limited, so call Rocky now, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikayla Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics. Coming February 8th, only on NBC.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of our hot spots right now, the Dulles Greenway, because of the crash. So you need extra time because you're normally buzzing along here. But on 267 Greenway coming inbound, eastbound before the Loudoun County Parkway, still have two left lanes blocked at the scene of the crash, thus the delays. On the toll road, no problems coming from the Greenway stretch or off of 28. You're in good shape up through to the Beltway. 66, it's just been about a little bit of that stop and go through Manassas in Centerville, Fair Oaks, the Beltway, just some of those pockets of slowdowns through that area. Now, crossing the Wilson Bridge, Maryland into Virginia, backing up near 210, but no drama up ahead, just some of that delay for us on our Monday morning trek. On the top side from 95 around to Georgia Avenue, slowing on that side of the Beltway, heading over toward 270. And speaking of 270, you're okay in Urbana. It's approaching and passing 109, where I see the slowdowns now and through Germantown and Gaithersburg. That volume definitely on the increase there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures won't budge much. Showers push south and east this morning, and a lot of clouds around today, holding most likely in the middle 40s with a northeasterly breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
At Reagan National, it's 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Come visit Jiffy Lube's South Riding, Virginia location, relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza, South Riding. Jiffy Lube's now located next to the car wash. Both businesses are now open.
Had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys.
Hillary Clinton appearing at the Grammys, reading from Fire and Fury, the Michael Wolff book, to attack President Trump. The reactions to this have been interesting. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting, getting to read a fake news book excerpt at the Grammys seems like a great consolation prize for losing the presidency. The more Hillary goes on television, the more the American people realize how awesome it is to have real Donald Trump in office, says his son. Also, Nikki Haley, who's been accused of all sorts of nasty things by Michael Wolff, tweeted the following. I've always loved the Grammys, but to have artists read the Fire and Fury book killed it. Don't ruin great music with trash. Some of us love music without the politics thrown in it. But Nikki Haley speaking for all of us this morning. And then there's Bono. Cut seven here is Bono performing in front of the Statue of Liberty. And it starts with the poem from the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. Listen to this.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
All right, so anyway, then it goes into the performance of their song, Get Out of Your Own Way. And, of course, remember that poem used as the basis for why we should have tons of amnesties in the United States for illegal immigrants. And then at the end of the song, Bono grabs what do they call those things?
Megaphone?
A megaphone. Thank you. Megaphone. And starts yelling into it about the President of the United States' comments, alleged comments. Listen to this. So he says, blessed are the asshole countries. They gave us the American dream.
I'm pretty sure it was legal immigrants who gave us the American dream. Right?
Well, it's some combination of people who were forcefully brought to the United States, too.
Can I just say, this just makes me crazy. But the hypocrisy and the fact that they all sit there and applaud each other's hypocrisy.
Yep.
Sat there and applaud Hillary, who sheltered someone in her campaign, the OA campaign, who we now know was accused of sexually harassing a subordinate, and then went on to another Hillary Clinton organization and got thrown out of there. So they applaud her. This guy is not an American citizen. He's not. Why is he sitting here telling us what we should do in our country? Go away. Go away. Who are you?
Well, it's also weird that Hollywood hasn't learned any lessons from all of this. I mean, they spent the entire last election campaigning for the person who lost and campaigning the daylights out of every opportunity they could. And yet they still lost. And their reaction to this has not been to change their behavior or to try and keep an audience. It's been to throw a tantrum and try and reckon with the fact that their worldview is falling apart. 651 on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
6:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk and John Lesher. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. The futures are falling after rising to record highs on Friday. The IRS officially opens tax filing season today. You're advised to get your returns in early before a scammer files for you with your personal information and gets your refund. And NAFTA talks, round 6 wrap up today in Montreal between trade officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The next few days will be all about the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve meets Tuesday to decide if it will raise interest rates. This will be Janet Yellen's last Fed meeting. Jerome Powell takes over as Fed chairman next weekend. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address Tuesday night. One of the things he'll be talking about is job growth. And Friday brings the January jobs report. It's expected another 180,000 jobs are added to the nation's payrolls. John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. It's Tuesday, February 6th or Thursday, February 8th. Your choice at Loudoun's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Consider it an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. Make yours today by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, license number 557-877.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Loudoun County, you're first because we're still dealing with this crash on the Greenway. So I want to give you a heads up. We have unusual slowdowns here. Eastbound, inbound Dulles Greenway before you get to the Loudoun County Parkway. Stay to the right to get by the crash. Now, if you're joining on from the Loudoun County Parkway, you're beyond all the activity and you're okay to get up to 28 in the toll road. But if you catch a flight coming inbound Greenway, a little extra time needed for sure. On the trip and in Centerville, water main repairs continue on Braddock Road. Eastbound Braddock Road before you get to Union Mill Road. That's where the detour is set in place. Westbound Braddock Road, you can get by, so you're not affected in that stretch. Let's go out and try to get toward Annapolis this morning. Right now, crash on the Severn River Bridge heading inbound on 50. That's going to be after 450. Stay to the right to get by there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and a few showers around south and east of the district this morning. Mostly cloudy otherwise. We'll go through the day, stay in the mid-40s and mostly cloudy with a northeast breeze. Overnight tonight, rain over to snow showers. It's going to be light and widely scattered, 33 degrees. Some scattered flurries and snow showers tomorrow. Maybe a light accumulation. Temperatures in the mid-30s with a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
It's the month of love at Dunkin'. Time to dish out heart-shaped donuts like vanilla truffle, brownie batter, and Cupid's Choice. Grab a dozen, share them with your friends, and spread the love with Dunkin's heart-shaped donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, let's give you the latest on immigration in this debate. The President of the United States, of course, is going to be giving that State of the Union speech tomorrow night. We'll have complete coverage of that here at WMAL. We'll be able to listen to the speech also on WMAL. But he's giving that State of the Union address, and this is amazing to me. Senators, this is a real headline from Politico. Senators want Trump's State of the Union to show compassion toward Dreamers. Okay, what has the President offered to the Dreamers? Citizenship. How much more compassionate can the guy be? The plan he offered last week was literally citizenship. The right is setting its hair on fire over the plan that he's offering to Dreamers, meaning people who are brought into this country illegally. He's offered citizenship, and yet you have people who are trolling the president as if he's the one who's not compassionate towards the Dreamers. Come on. This is getting so out of hand. This is an opportunity, Politico writes, for him to offer an opportunity to unify Congress behind a plan to protect the undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers. Meanwhile, the left and the right is all upset about the president's plan because the president is hoping to also pare back legal immigration at the same time, draw down chain migration, which is when an immigrant comes into the country and is able to bring in a ton more people. 70% of annual immigration is chain migration. Other people brought into the country, not on their own merits, but just because they know a guy. They're brought into the country. Chris Murphy, Democratic senator from Connecticut, this has become a burgeoning issue on the left. Have you heard this one yet, that chain migration is racist and that it's pejorative?
Of course it is. I mean, because they don't like it.
Chain migration, we heard before that it was racist because the word chain was in it, so therefore it's just like slavery. This is idiotic. By the way, it's a clinical term that's basically been used for as long as immigration policy has been debated. It's been like since the 1960s at least. People have been using chain migration as a way to describe the chain of people who come into the United States based on one immigrant getting in, right? Chris Murphy tweeting this weekend, reminder, chain migration is a made-up term by the hardline anti-immigration crowd. False. Its purpose is to dehumanize immigrants. If you're using that word, you're declaring a side. What would you rather? Chris Murphy's among people who are upset at the New York Times for using the phrase chain migration. They're like, how dare you use the term that doesn't propagandize the audience enough. Well, you should be using family reunification.
It's insane. The entire thing is insane. Here's a theory to think about, though. Did the president put out a crummy deal on purpose? What do you think?
That is a thing to think about.
Because he tweeted out that he said he did this because the Republicans want to fix a long-time terrible problem, and number two, to show that Democrats do not want to solve DACA.
That was such an interesting tweet, to show that Democrats do not want to solve DACA, only use it. Was this a play by the president to say, look, they're not going to pass it? I was generous. They're not going to pass it. Who's going to be the one who can claim they were for DACA? By the way, remember, Mark Krikorian is going to join us on this very issue at 8:05 this morning. Stay tuned for that. Here's what's coming up on the next hour of Mornings on the Mall.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Joe DeGeneva will talk to him about the memo. Will it be released? And some new texts that came out.
And in between cutting YouTube videos and tweeting some of the best content you've ever discovered, Diamond and Silk are going to be on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up next. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump now polishing up his first State of the Union address to deliver tomorrow night.
Aides say that tomorrow night we can expect the president to set aside his typically combative tone and instead seek to strike one of compromise and bipartisanship as he lays out his agenda for his second year here in office.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins, and you can, of course, hear the president's State of the Union address live tomorrow night right here on WMAL. Marylanders, today's the day you can start submitting your income tax returns, either on paper or electronically.
Yes, says Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho, there are some that still do it the old-fashioned way.
500,000 paper returns. You're not going to get a refund within 2.1 business days. I can pretty much state that for a fact.
That's his goal for the electronic returns, which he says are more secure.
We have very sophisticated algorithms. Should your tax information be stolen by someone and someone files a return in your name for a refund, we're able to identify most of those things electronically.
He expects to give 2 million Maryland households over $2 billion in refunds over the next 6 weeks. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This is also the day the IRS begins accepting federal tax returns for 2017.
The structure of the U.S. tax code changed for the first time in 30 years with the overhaul passed in December, but those changes won't apply to 2017 returns. The IRS says the changes, including new tax brackets and modified tax deductions, went into effect January 1st, and workers should see a difference in their paycheck by the end of February, if not sooner. Since April 15th falls on a Sunday this year, and Washington, D.C. observes Emancipation Day on Monday the 16th, filers have until Tuesday the 17th to get their taxes filed. But officials caution the best way to protect against tax scams, especially identity theft, is to file as soon as possible. Scott Carr, Washington.
Fairfax County has a plan to breathe new life into empty office buildings. County planners are considering changing the comprehensive plan to allow that to happen.
Bailey's Upper Elementary School and Basis Independent School are both housed in former office buildings. Land use attorney Scott Adams told the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors in December.
These are creative uses that have gone into existing buildings and have really added to the surrounding community.
A community meeting is being held tonight on a proposal that would allow more empty office buildings to be used for other purposes. Clyde Miller with the Homefront Valley Citizens Association told the board residents need to be given the opportunity to weigh in on any proposed conversions. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Herndon man is in custody this morning after a 10-hour standoff with police that ended without incident yesterday afternoon. Police say 21-year-old Anthony Moff barricaded himself in a house in Herndon early yesterday morning and threatened to kill members of his family and to shoot at police. He finally surrendered late in the day without anyone getting hurt. Bruno Mars was the big winner at the Grammys last night, taking over on what was set up to be a triumphant night for rap music. The R&B singer from Hawaii won 7 awards, including the night's 3 most prestigious trophies. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,617, the Nasdaq at 7506. Sports, the Pacific Division beats the Atlantic in the NHL All-Star Final. NFL Pro Bowl, the AFC beats the NFC. College basketball, Maryland loses, GW loses. WMA MAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Terms vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text FLIP to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text FLIP to 82,000 right now.